so there's a lot more.
But we have to pass, we have to pass legislation.
To say, well, we have, we will do a hotel tax.
And it depends on the amounts we can do, because I looked into it.
He knew all about the 3 and the 6, he knew about all that.
Oh, yeah, it's all.
Yeah.
What's 3 and 6?
If the county charges 3%, we can only charge 3%. If the county charges 0,
we can charge 6.
We can go up to 6. And so.
Lodging tax.
Yeah, lodging tax, that's what it is.
And the county doesn't have any right now, right?
No, and they don't plan on it.
So we get whatever the, if it's $100 a night, we get $6.
Correct. Yeah, but I think it's at end of the year.
I have.
Well, he adds on $6.
Yeah, if I remember right, it's quarterly.
Is it quarter?
But I could be wrong, so.
But yeah, but me and him were talking about it, and he said he just needs a form from you, and then that's what starts the process. I don't know. So.
That's what, the form from her would say, yes, we have a hotel tax, here's what it is.
Yeah.
And then he would start charging that hotel tax.
Well, we don't have a hotel tax.
He had a specific name before.
I can add it to the definition, right?
That what, that a hotel tax will be added?
Yeah.
You could add it if you want, but you still have to pass legislation. I mean, it's specific wording that you, the township trustees are, I mean.
But I mean, when we have the public hearing, we can add it then.
It's a separate piece. What do you mean?
A hotel tax is like, but yeah, what do you mean before I say?
You mean just add it on to the definition, the township will have a hotel tax?
Yeah, it's part of that resolution. So it's not a zoning code?
No, it is not.
No.
Okay.
Legislation code thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, you know, same thing when the school put an income tax or an earned income tax.
Well, that was a vote, though.
That's a vote.
Yeah, I know. I was just trying to.
Separate legislation.
That's all.
So it's not part of the zoning code?
Correct.
Okay. So we should look at doing that then?
Yeah, I can research that.
At the next meeting.
I'll call him today. He had a lot of info on it.
Enforce it.
To add a hotel tax. Lodging tax.
Only townships can do that.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, up to 6%. If the county isn't already charging 3. You can do 3 and 3, if the county's not charging anything.
Well, let's go now, with our 6, and then let the county.
Yep.
Go in later, because they'll, once they figure that out, they'll do it.
Okay, sounds cool.
And I think that once they do that, I mean, like, if we've got it in place, that way the, what the law looks, is that if they would enact adding 3 on, it would not affect the ones that we already have 6 on.
Awesome.
They don't get it then, you know, if they add it on later.
Sure, they'll change that eventually, okay. So if there, if the state comes down with something that says we can't regulate them, how do we know who's running them?
Yeah.
Because there's no conditional use or anything required.
But in Airbnb and VRBO, it will say, they will have it. You put your tax in there, then Airbnb says, oh, in your area, in your zip code, it automatically adds it. The person doesn't have that. It's kind of like your income tax, your person has to know it.
Like, it can't be my zip code though, right?
No, they know exactly where you are.
Yeah, it has to be by the address.
Yeah.
So we have 2 Airbnbs.
Bed and breakfast. With
no,
conditions.
Sorry, advertised on.
Because
I don't know. I just look at the.
Money that he pays goes somewhere and then has to.
I would imagine.
The ones we talked about.
Yes.
I would imagine it would be a pass through the state. That's what I would imagine. Because it would go in with a sales tax, I would imagine.
Have to get set up with them also.
It did not say in the legislation component of who does what. It just said how you do it. Like who collects what?
Who collects that? I mean, obviously he collects, he puts it on his, you know, feed for them to stay there, but he taxes 6%. And then quarterly he would get a form from me, but he would pay it. But it doesn't come directly to me.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
I would assume that he, it goes to the state.
I'll call him today. He seriously, he knew like a lot about all this stuff.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that you just don't get a form from me and...
I might not have explained it correctly, but that's basically what he said when I told him we were looking into it. He started explaining it to me.
Okay.
Well, why don't we move on?
Any other items?
Nope.
Okay, we need a motion to go into executive session.
I will make a motion to enter into executive session for the purposes of pursuant to Ohio Revised Code Section 121.22b8 for the purpose of considering confidential information related to the marketing plan, specific business strategy, and trade secrets of an applicant for economic development assistance that is to be provided or administered pursuant to ORC Section 5709.73 to 5709.75 inclusive. The executive session is necessary to protect the interests of the applicant or possible investment or expenditure of public funds to be made in connection with proposed economic development project.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Debbie, will you call the roll, please?
Yes, Ms. Van Heron?
Yes.
Ms. Reese?
Yes.
Mr. Black?
Yes. We're in executive session.